I'm standing outside Radio City Music Hall because tonight, right here, is Biden's fundraiser. The police are just starting to set up the barricades, but no crowds of eager Biden fans yet. Just a block away, Spiro, a food vendor, has just finished with the breakfast rush.
How much would you spend to see Joe Biden in the flesh?
Not even $1.
No?
Not even 50 cents.
It seems like the Democrats may have to work hard at tonight's event because the cheapest tickets are going for $250. But Spiro is an ardent Trump fan.
Excited about my boy Trump winning it easy, a landslide. The only way he loses is two ways. They kill him or they steal it like they did the last one. I pay to sit down and have dinner with Trump. When President Trump was here, everything was good. Money in my pocket, gas prices were low, supermarket was cheaper. People knew how to act.
Just a few feet away is Sammy, a security guard who's patrolling West 50th Street. He also seems unlikely to buy a ticket for tonight's event. Instead, he says he'd invest money to see Trump.
I'd give $1,000 to see him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
He's what America's supposed to be. You know, men are men. I don't know what's going on with all this pronoun stuff, feminizing the American men. With the Democratic Party. That's what I think they're doing.
But a few blocks on Fifth Avenue, it seems like the president might have a fan in Patricia, a window shopper. She says she might pay to see the president.
My budget, probably $500.
So I imagine you're a fan?
Not really, but compared to the other party, I would take him.
Another strike for Biden. Outside of Radio City Music Hall, where Biden himself will be in just a few hours, freelance journalist Janet says she's just fed up with politics.
Would I pay for either one of them? No.
Fair enough.
It seems like New Yorkers are done with elections altogether. Cecilia Blotto, Columbia Radio News.